The Ghost Fishing Foundation is a charity supported by donors from whom they say they will take donations, but they won't be dictated to by. The foundation was started by leisure divers exploring shipwrecks in Holland, and they decided to do something about removing the amount of abandoned fishing gear they found while diving. That gear can be lost for a variety of reasons: snagged while fishing, lobster pots sinking, and also gear lost by leisure anglers. So there have been accusations that gear is abandoned deliberately. And the gear can go on killing fish, so it's environmentally destructive. One of the leaders of the foundation, Pascal van Erp, told me that it's active all around the world through voluntary support from divers.
Actually, all seas and oceans which are affected by fisheries, that's actually everywhere. It doesn't matter which country. Whenever the fishing industry is involved, we will find lost fishing gear, no matter what.
As we said there, the sights divers must see underwater caused by abandoned fishing nets must be fairly shocking.
It's very shocking, yes, absolutely, and that's what's still motivating us every single dive.
Now, you've come to Galway in Ireland. Why the West Coast?
Actually, we were noticed by a tourist about the persistence of lost fishing gear in the sea, in the West Coast. So actually that's the reason we end up there. It's not that we particularly choose in that area, but it was absolutely true. We found a lot of lost crab cages there used by fisheries.
The type of nets you find mostly, are they more deep sea nets casually abandoned, or can you tell were they thrown out because illegal fishing might have been discovered because of them?
Well, I cannot say that directly. It's all type of nets. It's not particularly deep sea nets, because where we are diving is still maximum of 50, 60 meters. North Sea will be 30. So mainly we find in the Dutch North Sea gill nets and trawler nets and recreational fishing gear. Very, very much.
You recover the nets then?
Yes, we do, yeah.
What happens to them after that?
The nets will be transported by Nofear. That's a Norwegian company who is doing the logistics of abandoned and lost fishing gear. And it will end up by a factory called Aquafil. It's actually all managed by the Healthy Seas Initiative. It's an initiative who is picking up the nets by divers and by industries who are working on nylon regeneration, and in this case it's Aquafil who is generating Econile from it, and the nylon will be regenerated into new textile projects. So all the lost fishing gear we have, we try to bring back into the loop. Neither we give it back to the fishermen in cases of crab cages, for example, and fishing nets we try to recycle.
And what is the relationship between yourselves and fishermen?
Well, we don't like to use the word dump. Mainly it's a legacy also. In the Netherlands we have from the 50s, 60s a huge fishery sector, and we know that especially in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, when the GPS coordinates and the objects were still not really clear, they lost a lot of nets, and they couldn't help that, okay? They just get stuck and they lost it. But that's still a legacy we have to clean up. And that's also the story we explained to the fishermen. It's not only their fault, it's mainly also the fault from generations on generations. So, you know, together we can solve this problem. We are not enemies.
Do you feel you're making an impact on solving the problem?
Yes, we do, because when we started this organization and we did some research on the internet, we hardly could any find information. And if you do it now, I think every week I got Google alerts about lost fishing, ghost nets all over the world. It's just, at this moment, it's very, very, the impact is high.